Hey everyone, today we're getting our hands dirty with some spring gardening, specifically the tricky art of pruning apricot trees. I'm here with Sam, who knows more about stone fruit than anyone I know, to figure out exactly when and how we should be cutting these trees.
I'm ready to help, Alex. The key thing everyone needs to know is that apricots are weird. They hate being cut in winter because they're prone to diseases like silver leaf. You actually want to wait until late spring, right around June, when the tree is fully leafed out and the air is warmer.
Wait, you're telling me to wait until June to prune? That feels counterintuitive since most people prune in late winter when they can see the branches better.
I know it feels weird, but think of it like a fresh wound on a human body. You don't want to cut it while it's freezing or infected. Pruning in summer ensures the cuts heal fast because the tree is in full growth mode, sealing off any pathogens before they can get inside.
Okay, that makes sense for the timing, but what about the actual technique? Do I just chop off random branches, or is there a specific shape I should be aiming for?
You definitely don't want to just hack away randomly. You're looking to create an open vase shape, which means removing the central leader and cutting back branches that grow inward. This opens up the center so sunlight and air can reach the fruit, which is crucial for preventing rot and keeping the tree healthy.
So basically, if I can't see the center of the tree, I'm doing it wrong. That sounds like a great visual rule for beginners.
Exactly. If you can't see the trunk through the branches, you haven't done enough thinning yet. Also, remember to make your cuts just outside the branch collar, that swollen ring where the branch meets the trunk, to let nature do its healing magic.
That branch collar detail is super helpful. I've always been afraid of cutting right into that area. Now, you mentioned a bonus tip about fertilizer earlier, so does the pruning schedule change how I should feed the tree?
Great question. Since you're pruning in summer, you can actually fertilize the tree right after you finish cutting. It's like giving the tree a protein shake right after a workout to help it recover from the stress and fuel new growth.
That is a much more efficient use of time than doing two separate tasks weeks apart. What kind of fertilizer should we be using for apricots specifically?
Stick to a balanced, slow-release fertilizer or just some well-composted manure around the drip line. Avoid high-nitrogen fertilizers right after pruning, or you might end up with all leaves and no fruit the following year.
I definitely want a bumper crop of apricots, so avoiding that nitrogen spike is a crucial takeaway. To wrap this up, it sounds like the golden rule is to wait until summer to prune for disease prevention, shape the tree for an open center, and then feed it right away.
You nailed it, Alex. Just remember to stay safe with your shears and enjoy the fresh air while you work on your trees.
Thanks, Sam, for making the science of pruning so easy to understand and actually doable.
Anytime, Alex. Happy pruning to you all.